Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 13.
Christmas traditions.
Yeah. Christmas traditions. Well, I suppose, where do we start with this? I mean, for me, Christmas wasn't always a big thing in my family and in my life. Mm-hmm. Not since I was a kid, anyway. I remember one Christmas going to church and then coming back to my great-grandmother's house. And one of the Christmas presents I got that year was an old school, because it was back in the 80s, electric toothbrush. And it took the sea cells. It wasn't rechargeable back then, because rechargeables didn't exist. Well, they did, but you know. So it took sea cells, and they used to die really fast. But I loved that. That was
I don't ever remember electric toothbrushes that weren't rechargeable.
I know. It's an odd thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how old I was that year. I just remember that that was one of the coolest things I'd ever received. Like, huh, how fun. But yeah, Christmas traditions have changed a lot.
So with your childhood Christmases,
yeah,
were they quite similar or was it different each year? Did you split it between your mum and dad?
I was at my dad for one Christmas, and that year I got this funny little box, right? R&IB used to sell a box that was like a TV tuner, but without the screen on it, mm-hmm, for blind people, because, well, we didn't need the screen. Well, those of us who don't have any sight.
So it was just TV sound?
It was just TV sound, and it had six buttons. So if you had channel 1 to 5, by the way, channel 4, I think, was, channel 5, I don't think, was yet in existence, so probably 1993 or 4. And then channel 5 came along in 96. So you might have had two buttons spare on top, but then when channel 5 came along, you only had one spare. So if you had a VHS player or something, well, you're all done. They didn't give you any more than that, and they were analog, so you just click them in, click, click, click. Proper old school.
That's so cool, though.
It was actually quite fun. The sound was good, and it had like a built-in antenna that folded down at the back. It was, you know, like the round loop antennas. You've probably seen them on old TVs. Have you ever seen them?
Possibly.
They're like little round things, anyway.
Mm.
And it wasn't like a telescopic one like you'd see on a radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little loop thing. And I had that for years, and it came with a Braille manual and everything. I don't remember what it was actually called, and someone probably has someone up in the loft somewhere. I don't know where it happened to it. But yeah, it had a headphone socket on it, and yeah, I used to listen to TV like that, and I remember that was a great Christmas present, because I didn't have a TV in my room, and I didn't need one, but I wanted something that could give me the TV sound. And my dad found this thing.
That is cool.
That was cool. And other Christmases? Do you know what? I can't even remember.
So you didn't have that you can remember any set traditions?
No, not really. Not really, no. I mean, I don't know why. I just don't know if it was as a bigger thing as it is in like your family / my family now.
Every family is different, aren't they? My family are all about Christmas. We talk about Christmas all year round.
Yes.
We prepare for Christmas months in advance.
They really do.
And we go, you know, relatively big. Yeah. As in, you know, we have very set traditions that we do every single year.
I got into them too. I didn't expect, you know, my life to turn out this way. And that sounds like it's a bad thing. It's not. It's a great thing.
No, but I think it's the fact that you... Because when we first got together, you didn't... Like, Christmas wasn't really, you know, you weren't bothered about Christmas. It just kind of came and went. Like, you would go and see family and eat some food, but... That was kind of it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, that was the best, really selfishly, the best option, because it meant that I could pull you into our Christmases without it upsetting your family.
Mm-hmm.
But we could still enjoy everything that I was used to, which sounds so selfish. But I love the fact that you've now become a part of that and really excited about it.
Yeah, it's good fun.
But you need to explain what your favourite part of Christmas is now.
Well, why don't you do some of yours before I go into mine? I've talked already a lot, and you could tell us about some of the things that you used to do as kids.
Okay.
And, for example, tell us about how you got your phone one year. I love that story.
Okay, I'll come to that. So we have we have a lot of decorations that fill my parents' house. So my grandmother was Danish, so we have a lot of Danish decorations. So that's like very intricate paper card hanging decorations that hang from the ceiling. We have a huge tree there that has years and years worth of collected decorations all over that everybody loves to get out each year and put up, and we all discuss which are our favourites, and the kids, as in our kids, have now become part of that joy, and it's just lovely. And then they have what we would call Nissemen, which are, I suppose, like Father Christmas's helpers. In some other Scandinavian countries, I think they call them, what do they call them? I literally watched a film about it the other day and it's completely gone out of my head.
The first time I heard that name, I thought you were going to say Nissan Men. Nissan Men.
I suppose they're like kind of little elves, maybe. Like, I think everybody perhaps has a different term for them, but yeah. They have lots of little figures, all different ones, that again were my grandmother's, that have been collected over years and years and years. So they're really, really special. And again, we all love the day that they come out, because there are so many.
Yeah.
And we all have our favorites. They're in different positions, different sizes, shapes, like they're incredible. And they just fill the downstairs, basically. Every available surface is covered with a Nissemen. And...
well, you know what? It's a good job they came out when they did, because if it was like a now period, they'd all have bloody cameras for eyes and smart sensors. They'd be staring at you from every surface.
No, they're traditional. They're old school.
Yeah, it's a good job.
And then, yeah, there's just more and more decorations each year. More lights, musical toys. There's just so much everywhere. Christmas basically just explodes in my parents' house. And that's how it's kind of, maybe it's got more as we've got older, but it was like that every year when we were kids. So we would have our stockings outside our bedrooms, and I would always wake up, and I told Alice this the other day, and she was like, oh, I wish I had my stocking outside my door, because we've never done that here. But yeah, so we would wake up at, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, open the stockings in the bed, and then go back to sleep for a few hours until we were actually allowed to get up and go downstairs. And then we would wake up at, I think it was 7. I think we weren't allowed downstairs until 7, because they would have to, you know, my mum would have to get the turkey ready to put in the oven. So we'd be sat at the top of the stairs waiting for the, okay.
Yes, of course you would.
You can come downstairs.
Why am I not surprised?
What? Sat at the top of the stairs?
Yes.
We were very excited. And then there were just, we were so lucky, there were just every year, no matter what had gone on that year, there were just so many presents. And yeah, we would just descend into present madness.
You'd be wading waist deep in paper.
Yeah, basically. And then we always have turkey. It's never not been turkey. And all the trimmings and all the usual. And my mum makes the most amazing Christmas pudding. And I don't like Christmas pudding. But this, it's not dense like a lot of Christmas puddings are. So we always have that. And then some kind of other dessert. Because, you know, not everybody likes the Christmas pudding.
Including me.
Including you. So there's always some kind of chocolate dessert. Particularly for the kids, but also for you.
One year she did this like, or found, I don't know, this most amazing chocolate log cake thing. Oh my gosh.
There's been a couple. Alice and I made a Swiss roll one. Was that last year? I think it was last year. But before that, there was something that my mum bought. So I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, so the mobile phone was, I was 14 and I think I was 14. It was 13 or 14. I think it was 14. And I was desperate for a phone because, you know, teenager. And we had opened all of our presents and we always had some kind of significant sized present from my grandpa. And he was always in France, so he wasn't there to give it to us. And I can't remember whatever it was. My sister had opened her present. And I remember thinking, well, that's really strange. There's no present from grandpa. But, you know, I would never have said anything about it. And shortly after we'd opened all the presents, there was a phone ringing, a mobile phone ringing. And I couldn't find it. It was somewhere in the vicinity of the tree. And I couldn't find it anywhere and was searching all through the tree. Couldn't find it. And then it ended up stopped ringing, you know, it ran out. And my parents had hidden the phone in the tree, set it all up. And then my grandpa was calling it from France for me to find, like, and to come across it, and I couldn't find it. So they had to then contact him to get him to ring the phone again.
Like, you're not blind, are you?
Oh, gosh. But yeah, that was really exciting. But my dad always likes doing things like that, either hiding things on trees or, like, one year he bought my mum, or between us, we bought my mum, because I do my dad's shopping, a bracelet, and we put it around the neck of a polar bear stuffed toy. So we wrapped that up as if that was her present and gave it to her. And she was like, oh, great. Not realizing that it had this really nice bracelet around its neck.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, she found it in the end, I hope.
She did find it, of course. But yeah, he likes to make things, you know, little tricks and stuff like that for
Christmas. What's the best way to give presents? I mean, I gave you a Christmas present early one year. Because I pretended I dropped some batteries upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I have a recording of that. I may have to dig it out.
Mm.
But yeah.
You always give me presents early, though, because you just can't wait. I don't think there's ever really been a time when you've given me a present on the actual day, because you're just so excited about whatever it is to give me.
Earrings I did once. There was a bag.
Oh, last year. Or the year before. The sofa. Yes. No, you're right, you did, and that was lovely. That was a nice surprise.
They appeared.
Yeah. But usually you like buying me electronic stuff. So then you like...
Which has a 14-day cool-off period, which means that it kind of has to be...
That's true.
...up and running ahead of time. Otherwise, it's got to go back, and then it's going to...
As if I would ever send an iPad back or an Apple Watch.
Oh, it was an iPad one year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think that was my birthday. You gave it to me early so I could take it away with me, which was actually really amazing.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, I did have some other thoughts, actually. I'd forgotten. When I was in boarding school, we weren't at boarding school for Christmas, obviously, but they would do always a big, big tree in the courtyard outside where the fountain is. And they would do Christmas dinner a couple of days or maybe a week before we go away, usually close to the end. And so lessons would end early on that day, and I think it started at 12, and they would always decorate the tables with, you know, proper tablecloths and higher level of plates and things. So it was always super nice, and a cracker, and there were tons of food. I mean, you were serving 120 students or however many were, and it was really a fun experience. And I don't think there was lessons after that, so I think dinner or lunch started at 12, ended at 3 or whatever.
Wow.
And then you were done for the day, essentially, because you'd leave early.
That's nice.
It was very cool. And I remember we used to sort of talk about it and look forward to it. And, you know, we'd know what day it was and the teachers would let you out early. And yeah, loads of food. I just remember stuffing myself silly. And for a school, I mean, because you have to board there and the food kind of has to be good for that reason, because you can't exactly go off campus and eat all the time elsewhere. We had great school canteens, you know, just really good food.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always nice. One year, I do remember another Christmas with my dad where he gave me a case, and in the case was the keyboard that I'd been playing all week. And he said, well, you can take this home with you because I know you like it. So that was nice. I got a Casio keyboard that year. That was fun.
Lovely.
I know. But nowadays, yeah. I mean, 2008 was the first time I came to your family's for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that year, I remember I had just gotten a new phone. And I was excited to test out some reading software on it to show your dad. Like, hey, technology is pretty cool and you can do all this stuff with it. And I remember he gave me a bottle of something to read. And
I think it was red wine.
3 or 4 goes to read it. But yeah, at the time, that was great. Now we just do it in like one pass. But yeah, I always think about, as the years go by, I think about the technology and how it's changed and how, along with all that, everything else changes too. Like 2008, Jake wasn't even born.
Yeah.
So it was just you and me coming from our little one-bedroom house place. And then the next year, Jake was in the high chair. And
Just. Propped up because he was, only...
Months old.
Just 3 months.
Months old.
Yeah.
And now he'd be doing the propping up. I mean, now, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting thing. But I came to really love Christmas Day because her
parents... Because you love the food.
Yeah, basically. Her parents do the best spread, you know? The crispy roast potatoes that I can't get enough of.
Yeah.
Sausage wrapped in bacon, can't get enough of. And turkey to die for.
Yeah. And good gravy.
The gravy. Good gravy. Yeah, like that. And, you know, sometimes some of your leftovers, the salmon thing one year, that was immense.
Yeah, because I don't eat meat, so obviously I don't eat the turkey for the last few years. My mum made, the year before last, I think it was.
It was the year before last.
Yeah, it was like a salmon Wellington, and that was amazing.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, and you did have some of that.
We all did, like, the day after, because there was so much of it.
Yeah, it was huge.
That was
really tasty.
I mean, I think we eat really well the week after Christmas. And your mum always, or nearly always, does a ham.
She always does a ham.
The ham
guaranteed
is great too.
She always does a ham, and there's always leftover turkey, sausages, you know, everything. And then there's smoked salmon to start with.
Yeah.
Always really good smoked salmon. There's a cheese board, and then there's pudding. I mean...
Oh yeah, the smoked salmon crackers.
Eat and eat and eat.
You do.
Yeah.
And my tradition for the last few years since I got my Ambio headset from Sennheiser is to record the opening of the presents so it sounds the same every year. So I do that. And
home in the morning?
Yeah, yeah, before we go out.
Yeah.
So we do all that at home, don't we? We open stuff at home. And then everybody goes and gets dressed and showered, get nice, dressed up in a nice shirt and trousers.
Mm-hmm.
And off to your parents.
Yeah.
And it's, it's weird. It's a day that I start looking forward to from about November. I try not to let myself think about it before then because it's a bit crazy otherwise. But from about November, I think it's allowed. And then I think, yeah, Christmas Day. It's a good day.
It is.
It's a nice hangout. And I know that after I eat, I sit in the big chair and kind of sleep it off.
We usually play a game. Or last year, I created a quiz, we'll try and do again this year. Because... sometimes the games are a bit visual and you get tired once you've eaten that much meat.
Food coma.
You need to sit. So you get down, go and sit and rest. And we play a game or.
Sometimes your mum will do the same on the other sofa.
Sometimes for a little bit, yeah. But she's been busy cooking all.
Yeah.
You know, her and my dad, though, they both do the cooking. It's not just one or the other. They do share it. So what about our traditions at home? Is there anything you can think of that we do?
Well, like I said, with the unwrappage.
Yeah.
We do that. I mean, isn't that basically it?
Yeah, I mean, we have things in the house that go up every single year. So we have the same Christmas tree.
Which Alice did persuade you last
episode. She did. Normally, I like to wait until a couple of weeks into December, but actually she was so desperate and came to me the day before the 1st of December pleading her case to have the tree, and actually it's been so nice having it up that little bit longer. It's just made everything feel really warm and cozy. And
well, it's kind of silly, isn't it? You put it up a week before and then after that it's gone.
Well, yeah, because I do quite like putting it down a couple of days, maybe a few, after Christmas.
Which is the sensible thing. People leave it up way too long and then it kind of stays.
Well, it's supposed to be the 12 days of Christmas. So that's why it's the 6th of January is when it's technically, you know, if you're sticking to that, that's when the day when it should all be down. But
it feels
like
bad luck after that.
It is bad luck after that, yeah. But I just like to sort of go into the new year with everything being... fresh and tidy and done.
I agree with this.
So actually, yeah, having it up early is really nice. But then we've got the rest of the decorations. We put the Christmas bedding on, Christmas towels.
Oh, the shower curtain.
The shower curtain, the bath mats, candles, lights, all of that stuff went up on the first, which was really nice. And a lot of that stuff is the same. The Christmas tree is the same tree that I bought from IKEA the first year that I moved out.
In 07?
Yes.
Wow.
So
that tree's older than the children.
It is. And it's the same tree every year.
I'm surprised it isn't dead. Like, all those bending and unbending of those branches
snapped. It's an IKEA tree, and it's still going well. Still going strong. It's a happy little tree.
Maybe we should make that the artwork for this episode, is the tree.
Yeah.
You could snap a pic. Love my tree. And then, yeah, I'll use that as a thumbnail.
Definitely.
Because we didn't change it last episode, because it wasn't yet Christmassy, but we talked about food. But yeah. Have to start thinking of different, almost different thumbnails for the apps, just so they look a bit different. It's quite nice.
So was there anything when you were a child that you really wanted for Christmas? Can you remember thinking there was a toy or, you know, I don't know, something that you really, really desperately, a console or something that you really hoped for?
I don't know when I got it, but I did get the NES, the Nintendo, once. And I don't remember if it was for birthday or Christmas, but I had asked for it. And a family friend did get it for me. And I know back then it was £100. And that sounded like a whole heap of money, which it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had that for years and played a lot of stuff on it for years. And I enjoyed that very, very much. I don't even know what year that was. I must have been super young. But yeah, I did get that one year. I have no idea whether it was wrapped or boxed or anything like that. I was probably 7 or 8 or something. So not really sure. Yeah. But yeah, I do remember wanting that and receiving it. So that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly, yeah, I can't think of much else. I mean, you know, sadly, my childhood is such a long time ago now. It's hard to remember anything.
Yeah.
Memories fade, which I wish they wouldn't.
For me, it was a Furby.
Did you ever get it?
No. I was desperate. So it would have been in the 90s when the Furbies first came out.
I didn't like the sound of those things. And I don't like teddy stuff.
So many, you know, all of my friends had a Furby, but for anybody that doesn't know, they listen to what sounds and voices and words and things go on around them, and they mimic it and remember it and speak it. And my parents said I couldn't have one because my dad swore.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and they were worried that the Furby would just end up copying my dad all the time. And to be honest, it was probably a bit of that, and also that they were quite annoying.
They were extremely annoying. I did not like them.
I loved it. But then I remember Jake, I think it was maybe when he was 4, we got him a Furby, partly to fulfill my childhood dream of wanting a Furby. And it actually was really annoying. And I remember Alice lobbing it into the bath one time.
Good girl.
Well, I mean, she was like a year and a half. She was going through a phase of putting everything in the bath, including mummy's slippers. But the Furby went in the bath. So, well, yeah, I know.
My noodle queen at work.
Yeah.
Although she didn't know that then.
No, she didn't. But then we got a lot every year when we were younger. It was like a big Barbie toy. So the Barbie plane, Barbie caravan, Barbie shops, all kinds of things.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're a household of girls, you and your sister.
Yeah.
I expect that.
It was all about Barbies.
I never had Barbies. But that's okay.
No.
To be fair, I never had Kens either, which is also fine.
Yeah.
I can't think what a lot of people got me, you know, it's weird. I don't know. I got a drum machine from my dad once, but I don't know if it was birthday or Christmas. Again, something else I loved and used a lot. There's always things.
Yeah.
And probably almost always electronic. It probably started my fascination with tech.
Mm.
Because it suited me. And yeah, it was usable.
Like, did you have stockings?
Yeah, I remember... Excuse me. I remember waking up one year. My mum had done a stocking, hang it on the bed.
Aww.
And it was bulging.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, like, if she ever did like a big Christmas lunch or a dinner or anything like that.
Mm.
She probably just overcooked because she did that, which was always fine. Mum's cooking was banging. But I have no idea what she did. Cannot remember. But because I think a lot of times we would spend it with family and cousins, other people probably did a lot of that. So my great-grandmother's house, like I said before, a lot of us would sort of congregate there. She used to live in West London on an estate. and people would drive in from wherever they lived and we'd walk there because it wasn't far. Mozart Estate was on Harrow Road, so we could just walk from home to there. Or my nan might pick us up in her car and drive us over for the day. So it was always nice to see people. I think we did that more than one year. I remember thinking that was fun. So stuff like that. But I remember New Year more than Christmas, I think, because I know the year the PlayStation came out, I got a PlayStation and my cousin got an N64, Nintendo 64. And he had it where he was staying with my auntie. And my mum would go raving over New Year, right? Yeah, she would leave me in the hands of my auntie, Glenda. And so my cousin and I would spend that together. And we would was a time we could stay up late, so it was quite fun because it felt sort of like naughty being able to stay up late.
Yeah.
And she would do like an all-you-can-eat buffet. She would just cook loads of chicken and this and that. And we'd stay up and watch the fireworks come in over New Year and all that sort of thing and the countdown. So I remember New Year sort of more than Christmas in a way. And we did that for, I don't know, 3-4 years straight. Had loads of fun. And it was that I didn't get to see her too much the rest of the year. But that was one day of the year I remember looking forward to quite a lot.
That's nice.
It was nice. Last year we tried to do a thing for New Year, didn't we?
Sort of, yeah. Food. It didn't really work out the way we planned. Jake just wanted to be online playing and chatting to his friends, which is understandable. So we did. I did cook lots of like you sort did. Of snacky foods and stuff like that, but...
It Which was nice, just, by the way.
Yeah, it was. I just think it was a lot of effort for people to not eat that much. And then we all sort of went and did our own thing. And you and I are not really stay up until midnight kind of people anymore.
Unless I'm playing music.
Yeah, but we don't for New Year.
No. I did last year, though.
Did you?
I stayed on Jamulus.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
You were probably in bed.
I was definitely asleep. But yeah, we'll see this year, I suppose.
Indeed. See. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Nope.
But we have a big year ahead, which we can't talk about yet. But we do. And it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. I can tell you that I'm going to Belgium in February, though, so that's going to be fun. That's part of my year ahead.
Yeah.
But something else. Which we're not talking about.
No.
So yeah, there we are. Christmas. Tell us your traditions. What do you do? Is there a thing? Do you even celebrate? If you don't celebrate, then it won't matter. Maybe you have another part of the year that you do things just as important to you. Tell us about those too. Curious. Because, you know, everybody has a different thing. And whatever you do, enjoy it. You know? It's the best thing. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you when we see you. I have no idea what we're talking about next. Because we don't, you know, we sort of wing it, don't we?
We do.
But it's fun. Have a great day.
Bye.
The year is 2016, and I have been a bit of a naughty boy. I went shopping because I needed to fix something in the Apple store, and I thought while I was there, I would buy my wife an Apple Watch Series 2 for Christmas. I gave it to her long before Christmas, sometime in November, I believe. I captured it using an app at the time called Roger, which was a voice app like WhatsApp is these days. It's now sadly defunct. So I pretended that I'd dropped some batteries upstairs in our bedroom and that I needed her help to find them. So they came home from wherever they'd been out, the two kids and her, and I was upstairs. And this is her reaction. I dropped sort of, I don't know, I think it was a battery, but it rolled, and I don't quite know where it rolled to. Okay. It's very irritating.
Which side?
I was kind of by the door, or by this drawer thing, and it kind of went away. Can you see it?
What is it? Are you trying to look for something?
Hmm.
I think it's like a battery.
It might have rolled as far as your side, possibly.
There's not much in here.
Is that your new,
What? Baby. Really?
Oh my god!
I can't believe you've done... I can't believe that you've bought that, and I can't believe that you've tricked me again.
Tricked?
I wouldn't do anything of the sort.
You're so bad.
Mummy feels like she wants to cry, doesn't she?
Mummy feels like she wants to cry.
There's a note to you.
Mummy thinks that Daddy is very naughty. That's what Mummy thinks.
Oh my.
Yeah, Daddy thinks that.
Oh, it's a little magnet.
Yeah, it's to charge it up.
That is really cool. Well, Mummy's still got it anyway.
You're so bad, but thank you.
Now you've got to pair it. Have fun.
How did you do that?
I went shopping while no one was in the house. I told your auntie too. When I got back, I told your auntie.
Oh.
I need to go and get my phone, apparently.
Well, you can take it. It's ready to go because I got back.
It says. I need to go.
Yeah, but it's charged up, so you can just put it on and take it down.
Oh my gosh.
Because I got back when I messaged you about 12 something something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Daddy tricked Mummy.
Yes, Daddy tricked Mummy.
What happened was, when I was sitting at the end of R&IB, I accidentally called the Apple store at Regent Street,
mm-hmm.
Because it was the nearest one. And I said, do you have any 38s in rose gold in store? Let's go downstairs if you want. And they said, if you reserve it now, because there's literally one left in the whole of London. One.
Really?
In the entirety of London.
Oh, can we turn the lights off in there, sorry?
Is that the only one of them?
Yes, Daddy got the last one for several weeks.
Oh,
my goodness.
For several, several weeks.
That's like, am I right, the way I've put it on? Does the strap then tuck in?
Yeah, it tucks in through the hole. I've got you one of these straps coming tomorrow, so you needn't deal with that one if you don't want to.
I quite like it. But we'll see.
But you'll have a choice. Because before, it didn't fit you. I think it's lovely on you. It's a proper lady's watch.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Mummy's favourite colour.
Well, Jake, a week ago I asked Mummy, just sort of circumspect, what kind of colour would you have if you had one? You wouldn't want mine. She's like, nah,
it's
too
mine. I would have rose gold. That's very mean. Alice, please go carefully carrying me now.
Oh, no, it's like a really light pink.
And the reason I gave it to you before Christmas is because if I bought it now and you're sitting there, if you really didn't want it after 14 days, of course I can't return it.
As if I'm not going to want it, honestly.
Let's smell it, Luna. How's it smell?
So because of that, I thought, if you really decide it's not for me, you've got 14 days, haven't we? So there's a really early Christmas present and happy 9 years in December.
It's so weird. It's because... It's like a scream, and you think it goes through...
It's like the phone.
I know, you think it goes through here, but it doesn't, and then you just have it go around the circle, but it's a scream. It's weird.
So now we have his and hers.
Oh, my goodness.
Same with the iPad. It's like...
Yeah. You heard it here first.